Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATL Designer, the host of In the Mood, and you are listening to Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You know, Terry brings you all the hot topics for your listening pleasure. Each and every Friday, 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com. And you can also reach Terry direct. Her number is 347-945-6003. That's 347-945-6003. So log in, listen, enjoy. I'll see you there.
My sister's little boy came into the kitchen one evening while she was fixing supper. And he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on. And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said. For more in the yard, $5. If I make it up my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents. Taking out the trash, $1. And for getting a good report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total owed, $14.75. Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting, and 1,000 memories flashed through her mind. So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over, and this is what she wrote.
For the 9 months I carried you, for it excites me, no charge. For the night I sat up with you, doctor, you pray for you, no charge.
You know, when I think about that, I think about the day that Jesus went out on Calvary and gave his life as a ransom for me. When I think on the words, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. I like to think that the very minute that he shedded his blood, my debt was paid in full. And I want you to know today, when you add it all up, the full cost of real love is no charge.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Unmasked with authoress Terry E. Lyle. And I want to thank all my listeners from north to south and east and west, and the ones in Hawaii, the ones in the United States, the ones in Canada, the ones in United Kingdom, the ones in Cameroon and Nigeria, Africa, the ones in Peru and Pakistan, and the ones in Australia, Singapore, France, and Iraq. And tell all your friends, because, you know, let's keep growing around the globe, because our guests got a story to tell. And tonight is no exception that we got something good for you, because tonight our guest is going to be a pastor slash evangelist, Mrs. Debbie Jackson, and she's going to share her walk with God and about faith, because a lot of people are going through some things, you know, sometimes it just seems too hard to bear. So I give a special shout out to those who are grieving this day, those who are sick and shut in, those who are homeless, those who just seem like, you know, they don't have no one to turn to, and those just going through stuff, you know. And if you can be a difference in somebody's life, sometimes it's nothing but an embrace, a hug. Sometimes it's just nothing but a kind word. Sometimes it's just feeding somebody. You know, do what you can, because, you know, you ain't got to listen to me, but the days on earth as we know it is short because of the ozone layer and all the trash and all the things that's happening in our solar system. You know, we need to be aware that we ain't going to be here too much longer. So what you do right here on earth is going to dictate where you go when you die, and that's the truth. This is a proving ground. It ain't no once you die you can say, hey, Jesus, ooh, forgive me, I'm sorry, can I get it? No, 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 no. You better get it right now, because you don't have too many opportunities. And you know something, if you're around people who ain't for you, who always got something negative in your ear or somebody trying to take something from you, kick them to the curb, because you don't need that. You need to surround yourself as you can in these last days with our walking angels here on earth, people who are trying to do right. Now, we all fall short. We all mess up. But hang around people who's trying to be better than what they was yesterday, not somebody who's digging more into the dirt and trying to pull you down with them. No, that ain't it. So, you know, I'm going to shut my big mouth for a moment, because you know how I love to talk. And I'm first going to introduce my co-host, Strawberry. How you doing, darling?
I'm good. How's everybody tonight?
Oh, we're good. We're good. I'm so happy to have Pastor Debbie Jackson. You know, we're having a storm down here, so we wasn't able to put a picture up on the slideshow, but she's a very beautiful woman. Befriend her, Debbie Jackson, and I hope she sent me a friend request as well. I'm almost kissing at 5,000. I got a few more slots left. So I want to introduce my guest, Pastor Debbie Jackson. How you doing, darling?
I am blessed. I am blessed. Thank
That's
you so much.
Good. That's so good. That's so good. I just want you, you know, be calm. You know, don't feel like, you know, you got to, you know, give a sermon unless you're inspired to, but we only got an hour, so, you know, we have to be brief, you know, and there's no way to
Amen.
Collect the coins, you know, unless y'all want to mail me something. I don't know that, but
Amen.
I'm going to tell y'all a little something about Deborah. Okay, now Deborah, man, she is born in Iowa. Now, you know good and well, if you Afro-American, and I used to drive tractor trailers through Iowa, I ain't seen many black people. I was scared. But she said her family was a first black family there. So we're the cobbler fixing the shoes and everything. So, hey, you know, we got a lot to ask her. But she always loved music, secular and gospel. And now, right now, she's not pastoring, but she's still spreading the word of God. And this woman of faith, man, let me introduce to some and introduce to others. We're going to have a good time up here. And, Debbie, tell us a little something about yourself, darling.
Well, okay. Well, may I give honors to God first and honors to you, Miss Terry, and honors to Miss Strawberry. And everyone else online and everyone listening, I thank God for everyone, and it's a blessing to be here. I thank God to open this door for me to touch your heart and to touch my sister Donna for talking to you. I am so grateful and so honored. I just want to say thank you.
So, I mean, and, Debbie, it's a blessing to have you here, because we have a plethora of subjects and different types of guests. But, you know, Quaz has kept I wouldn't be nothing without God. So, you know, I got to give some props to the people coming here and they're sharing
Amen.
Their faith, their walk. You know, ain't nobody trying to convert nobody, but we just give them the opportunity.
Right.
If it's an opportunity or need a way to go or you got something that, you know, you hear that you want more information about, you know, follow me on Facebook. I'll give it to you.
Yeah.
But if you want to talk right now to our guests, just hit the one key if you're on the phone. You know, or call in to 347-945-6003 and hit the one key if you're on the computer, you know, because she's going to be here an hour, you know, and next time you talk to her, see her, you might go to her church, see up in the pulpit, and you don't even pass that tray around, so you they don't want no change, so you'll get embarrassed, you know, you'll put some dollar bills up in there. Okay.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
Well, oh dear. Well, you know, it's been a long journey for me. You know, just a little bit about my childhood, and I'm not going to stay there long. You know, my mother was handicapped, and she raised six children, and my father was an older man, and he passed in his older years when I was around eight, and he was very abusive to my mother, but not to siblings or kids. And, you know, and it's, you know, just looking at things like that, you know, it kind of takes a toll on your life as you're growing up. And so, but, you know, after my father passed, my mother took us to church. She was a woman of faith, beautiful woman of faith,
Amen.
You know, and yeah, she was born with polio, you know, so many things, you know, her family, she's a black sheep of her family. So she went through quite a bit. And she was a strong woman. She didn't want welfare. She said, I'm going to work. And she raised all six of us, you know, and she done a good job. And I thank God for her. And, you know, there was one part in her life. And the reason I'm saying this, she had a cardiac arrest and she died on the operating table.
Oh, Lord.
And they couldn't resuscitate. They couldn't what is the word? Yes, thank you. Yes, ma'am, thank you. And she, you know, they couldn't bring her back. She was gone for a little while. And then another doctor walked through the door, and he asked what was going on in here. And they said, well, we tried to resuscitate her. We tried to do everything we can. We have her heart out. It's sitting over here, blah, blah, blah. And the doctor that walked in, he said, well, give me that heart. So he went and, you know, prepared and, you know, prepped and all that and put the heart in his hand, massaged it, put it back into my mother, and God blew breath back into her body.
Woo, Lord,
so,
have mercy.
Yes,
that's beautiful. Oh,
yes,
my goodness.
Yes,
yes,
powerful.
Oh, my
so
Lord.
My mother had a lot of testimony. She wrote a book, you know, and everything. But I just wanted to give you a brief little, you know, story about that because it kind of led towards my faith. And as, you know, as she had taken us to church during those younger years, I fell in love with church. I didn't know a whole lot, but I fell in love with church. And I found myself singing in the choir.
With church.
But you know, God, you know, at that time it was church to me, you know. And I had a love for music. So I was singing in the choir. And as time went on, I was blowing out my mom's stereos and stuff. You know, that's how much I love music. And I was, you know, as a teenager, I was getting into secular music and still gospel. Mm-hmm. And then as I got older, you know, I started getting into more of the music world, the entertainment field, and, you know, a lot of things like that. And, you know, so my love for music was there at a young age. And so as I kept progressing, you know, I kept, you know, going to festivals singing. I was being invited to sing at churches. And then, you know, as I stepped out of the world, I mean, stepped out of, you know, God's world, you know, out of the church, I went to the world and I started singing circular music and nightclubs and sung with a band, had my own band and, you know, done different things. And then I sent music to Denise Williams, manager, and he loved it and he wanted to, you know, produce me and this and that, but I was young and foolish, you know, young and naive, wasn't really ready. And I had another offering. So then my life took, you know, another turn, and things started hindering me. Things started you know, setbacks was coming here and there. And so I, you know, I was troubled, and there was a void in my life. And I said, something is wrong. I said, I was talking to my family. I was talking to other people, and they said, have you thought about going back to church, you know, finding your spirituality again? I said, no, not really. I said, but, you know, maybe I'll do that. So at the time, I had my foot in the world and then my foot, you know, back in church. So as I kept going to church, you know, I felt God pulling me. And I kept feeling this void, you know, being slowly, you know, filling up. But then I was still out in the world. I was doing my thing and my sins or whatever you want to call it, having my children. I got married in 1980. You know, that didn't work out. Long story there. So it was a lot of trials and tribulation going on until, you know, a lot of things, you know, where, you know, I became homeless, you know, so many things was going on to think about, you know. And so I found myself, you know, getting drawn back to church very strongly. And so as I begin to walk, you know, start walking the walk with God, things begin to change drastically, you know, as far as my faith. And as I looked over the years, you know, at how far God has brought me, it was like, wow, God, okay. And, you know, I found myself in a lot of problems were still going on. And then even while they were going on, I found myself, you know, getting deeper into God. There's different, you know, testimonies there where I know God is real. Because sometimes we can believe God. Sometimes we can, you know, we say we're Christians. Sometimes we say we know him. But we don't really know him until we have that relationship with God. You
Amen.
Know, we can know God. We can know of him, his name, you know, what he does, you know, what the Bible tells you. But we have to experience it for ourselves. We have to experience that relationship with God. And once
Real quick, because I don't want to get past this point. You know, a lot of people out there trying to call themselves Christians, and they're not Christians, you know, because Christian is trying to build on a relationship with Christ. Just because you heard that may he turn some water into wine, so it's okay for you to be a drunkard, or, you know, because, you know, you trying to justify your life because you know a scripture. That's not having a relationship with Christ, because when you try have a relationship with Christ, your walk is different. You ain't bringing that crap out your mouth to hurt somebody, because God's about love. He's the example. But when you tear folks down, you can't keep coming back. Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what made me do it. It was a medicine. It was somebody in my head. No, it's all you. Because, like, what you eat comes out, you know? And so if you're full of crap coming out your mouth, you're full of crap on the inside. So I just want to stop real quick to say, tell people, because you know about the man called Jesus, don't mean you got a relationship.
Amen.
But I got some good news for you. It's not too late, because if you're hearing what I'm saying and you're still breathing, it's not too late. And if you don't know how to get that relationship, you know, find yourself quiet, off to yourself, and you say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, come into my heart right now and make me whole, because I'm broken. Because we're all a bunch of broken souls. Nobody ever gets it right, even me. You know, pastor's daughter, grandpa, daddy, pastor, Bible teacher, I fall short. But you know something? When I fall and slip in that dirt, I know how to get up and pick myself up. And so don't judge yourself too harshly, because Jesus came for the ones who have the problems. So whenever need something to hold you up, just go off to yourself and say, Lord, help me. Because your family will be up in your ear trying to put garbage in your mind. Your so-called friends will be up in your ear pointing fingers and talking about you. But I'm trying to say, ain't nothing that you can do that God ain't going to love you for, because he died for you already. He already paid the cost. He ain't got to prove himself. So I'm just going to let me stop doing what her calling is to do and let you keep talking to me.
No, that was beautiful, and you're quite right. You're absolutely right, because a lot of times, you know, we say we're Christians, but the thing that missed the point is that we are, you know, when you're a Christian, when you're really walking that walk, you have the Holy Spirit. And that's a whole nother, you know, story. So, but you have to have the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit brings change. See, and when once the mind is changed, when people have a change of mind, everything else begins to change. And the Holy Spirit is our helper, is our comforter. The Holy Spirit does so many things, and that's what's lacking in a lot of the Christians today. See, because they haven't really been, a lot of them haven't been delivered. Some of them have, you know what I'm saying? They, you know, they're still what, you know, they're saying they're Christians. But see, a true Christian is going to show it. The Bible says the fruit don't fall too far from the tree.
That's right.
So when we, yeah, so when we say we're Christians, we, you know, we sometimes we don't even have to say it. It's how we live. It's how we act, you know, with other people, how we treat other people, you know, and that goes back to having a relationship with God. Once you really have that relationship, you're going to start walking with God. You're going to start talking like God. You're going to start hating everything God hates. Everything's going to change in your life. And you know what? That's where faith kicks in. That's where faith, because see, when Jesus in the Bible, when it says he couldn't, in the book of Matthews, I'm sorry, give me the chapter, but when he went back to his hometown to try to, you know, to heal and deliver people, people was in so much unbelief, Jesus couldn't even do anything. So that's the main, that doubt, you know, and doubt will get you killed. Doubt will get you nothing. Doubt would leave you in poverty. Doubt would give you everything that, but what you need. So if we have faith, like it says, the Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. And there's so much to faith, you know, because faith, when the Bible says, oh, you know, you can move that mountain, when Jesus was talking to his disciples, that mountain could be moved, maybe not physically, but spiritually. Spiritually, you can uproot everything that the devil had thrown at you. You see what I mean?
Right.
You can even see God. Jesus said, even when he said, when he's gone, you would do greater things than me. Not that you'd be more powerful than Jesus, but you have more time to do the things that he's doing. And the Bible says, work while light. Yes. You know, we can cast out demons. We can heal the sick. And I thank God for faith. I thank God I learned it. I had learned it, because even when I was younger, sometimes we don't know we have the faith that we have until we're put through a trial, a situation. Because when I was younger, I was doing things and didn't know it was really faith. And so when it brought me to these parts, the parts of my life where my faith really kicked in, God was using me in areas that I had no idea he was going to use me in. You know, he used me to resurrect a woman back to life who committed suicide. He used me to cast out this voodoo and the root came out. He used me to cast out these demons. And that's how God sees. But he can only use people like that who believe, who got saved. And you don't have to be a pastor. You don't have to be a leader. You can do, all you have to do is be a believer and have faith.
A believer. Amen.
Yes.
Because faith is the substance
Jesus.
Of things hoped for,
thanks
but the evidence
it.
Of things not seen. You know, and all
that's
God
it.
Says has faith of the mustard seed. You know, that's like a
yes.
little prick. On your ink pen, you know, he ain't asking for much.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, but
mm-hmm.
as you start to believe, Satan will try to put stuff in your mind to make you weary,
yes,
to make you feel like it's not
yes.
going to happen. So, but just
yes.
stay on your ground. Your knees might be shaking, but keep on believing. and he'll
That's
come
right.
through. God will show up at the last minute in the nick of time, and he will show
Jesus.
Up and show out. Because I'm a
will.
Believer. Everybody who knows me,
yes.
I've been through some things, and I'm still here. But I know
Amen.
I got to let my beautiful co-host ask her a question before I get too far off, because we're going to take a break soon.
Okay.
Well, I do have something to say, because back when I was younger, I grew up in the church, and I went to church faithfully and everything. However,
yeah.
as I got older, I kind of lost my faith a little bit. So
right,
my
right.
question to you is, I've gone through so much in my life. Like, I recently just lost my job. So
okay.
I'm just trying to figure out, like, how can you still keep the faith and still pray when bad things happen beyond your control?
Okay. Now this is, I can only answer how I've got through the situations like that or similar or my own situations. But what I have learned, Strawberry, I've learned to believe. See, because the scripture says, wait upon the Lord and he will renew your strength. You see what I'm saying? 91st Psalms 1 says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the of his wings. See, and how I got by is that, you know, I had to come to some point in time in my life when I was going through these different trials, trying trials, that I've learned that I had to praise God. And even when it hurts, you have to praise him. And I tried, when people was telling me off and on about that, praise him, even when it hurts, because right there is your breakthrough. Of course, we got to keep praying. Of course, we got to fast. See, fast and praying goes together. We're going to do that. Those who don't do that, they need to start. But I'm telling you something about worship. Worshiping God through that pain brings like a perfume up to his nose, up to his nostrils. It's like, you know, it looks crazy. It might sound crazy, but it's in that weakest part. When he said, my grace is sufficient in your weakness. But if you would just worship, if you would just worship me in spirit and in truth, you don't have to have music all the time. There's times when I was going through Strawberry and I had to pull over. At times when things was going good and when times was going bad, I had to pull over and praise God. Even it hurt so bad that I kept telling God, I don't want to smile, but I'm going to praise you anyway. God, I don't want to lift this word up, but I'm going to praise you anyway. God, I'm going through so much, you understand, but I'm going to praise you anyway. I'm going to get this shout out because the devil is alive from the pits of hell to the heavens is where he's headed in the name of Jesus. And you got to speak to that trial and let that trial know that I serve a God more powerful than what you could ever do. You got to remember that, because see, the victory is already won. The victory has been won 2,000 years ago when our God went down into the grave and he triumphed over Satan and his demons and took his power. He has no power. He's defeated. He's a defeated foe. And we got to remember, death does not have no power over us. We got to, because he took the keys from Haiti. He conquered Haiti. He took the keys. So if we keep this in our minds, more churches need to preach on these things so people can become delivered. People can become healed. There's more people in church in bondage than there are out of the church. So people need to realize, what must I do to get past this trial? Even when it looks like nothing's going to happen, nothing's moving, but God's always behind the storm. He's quiet. I'm telling you what I know. 53 years, I'm telling you, from learning faith from a young age, seeing my mother and seeing the things I've gone through in my own life in Chicago, and me and my daughters was about to be killed, and a train came from nowhere. Wasn't supposed to be there, but it disappeared. I had to learn faith. That was faith. I had to, because wasn't nobody else doing that but God. See, when you went through things in your life, when you go through things in your life and you look back over, it was God. He has a history of being a faithful God. But, honey, when you get in them situations, you start praising him, because I'm telling you, your breakthrough is right there. It's right there if you keep praising him. It might hurt so bad. We might lose loved ones. We might lose our house. We might lose our car, something. But right in that midst, if you can just open your mouth and praise him, I'm telling you,
and also too, Strawberry, I just want to piggyback on what Debbie just said. The thing is, when you're going through something like you was talking about, you lost your job, you know, our blessings don't always come from something that we did. It's from someone else. It's like a chain reaction. Someone else,
amen,
might bless you with a job or tell you where to go, but don't nobody know what you stand in need of if you keep it to yourself. But you can't keep
on
all
right.
those worldly things and think God is going to give you what you want and lolly, lolly, dime, you rolling down the road. You know, no. You can't straddle the fence. If you want to do right, you got to make a deliberate attempt to do what's godly and do what's right. And when God's seeing that you're
amen.
Trying, he's going to give you what you need. But if you're doing what you want that's outside of his will for your life, and then you want him to give you a job, then you won't recognize that he did it for you, because you'll say, I'm doing this. Everything is fine. Girl, I just got me a job. And you don't know where your blessings come from. So sometimes God will allow you to go through stuff so that when you hit rock bottom, the only place you can do is look up. And so on that
That's
note,
right.
everybody, we need to take a little small break, and we're going to come back with our special guest, Debbie. And she don't know, she's going to be singing for our behind, up in here,
oh.
up in here.
Oh, my
God. We'll be right back.
Oh,
eventually,
The truth will come out of the darkness for everyone to see.
Hello? Hey, it's Mike. Hey, how y'all doing? Oh, yeah, everything's good. It's just been really good. Sorry I haven't been here this week. Yeah. Oh, I forgot, but I will be there this week. Right now.
There are times in your life when your faith will be challenged.
Hey, man. I want to share something with you. I accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. He's been really wonderful to me. Don't you agree?
I feel like I'm my own guy. But things that's been happening to me, I feel like I've been making those things happen.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you don't believe in God?
Well, I haven't seen him.
The truth can come in shocking form.
Nobody up in my house when I'm at work all day. No! No! Who is this? Why is he in my house? Who are you, man?
Is this your mom?
Who are you? Mother! This is my woman and this is my house!
Oh,
hush.
My girlfriend.
Why is he in this house? What do you mean you didn't know?
When the secret is no longer hidden, you have now been exposed. Written by authoress Terry E. Lyle. Check out her website and on Blog Talk Radio every Friday at 7:30 p.m.
Power.
Yes, I just want to welcome everybody back to Unmasked with Authorist Tara Elio. And tonight on Unmasked, we are talking about walking by faith, you know, and we got a special guest up here, Pastor Debbie Jackson, also evangelist, and anybody who shares the good news, which is the gospel, you are evangelist, you know. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't evangelize one soul to another, you know, and I hope that somewhere in this message tonight, people know you're not alone. I know sometimes you're going through some stuff, and, you know, it just seems like everything is hitting at the same time. You can't say, oh, my God, I can't take no more, you know, and then, you know, sometimes you feel like you can't cry no more and your eyes get all big and swollen. That's okay, you know. Sometimes you got to cry so that you can calm down, because I know sometimes when I can't do nothing else, my head is hurting and I'm stressed out about what's going on in my life. Sometimes that's what I need, is to cry, because when I'm crying, God is putting his loving arms around me and saying, it's okay. He's writing me in the palm of his hand. And don't you know God's hand is so big, he can put you up there too. You ain't got to be down here by yourself wondering what you're going to do. God got an answer. All you got to do is take it to him in prayer, because prayer changes things. So, you know, we already got a preacher on the line, so I need to just back, step back, and let Debbie do her thing. Hey, Debbie.
Don't, you're doing good. You're doing good. God is flowing through you as well. He uses who we may, you know. It's just not
that's
me.
Right.
There's many of us out here. And we're all ministering spirits, you know. That's
right.
Our job. So you're doing the right thing. You're doing the right thing. You don't know who you're speaking to, you know. And I just thank God, you know. I just thank God for faith, because faith is, you know, is. Just like you said, Hebrews 1:11, you know, how faith is the substance of things hoped for and is the evidence of things not seen. And we have to remember, you know, being sure of what we are hoping for and believing the evidence of what we do
mm-hmm.
not see, and hope, you know, that is seen is no hope
mm-hmm.
at all. You know, the hope that we see is no hope at all. So we have to remember, you know, that, a lot of times, you know, like you said, Sister Terry, you know, we have to, a lot of times, you know, we want things from God, and,
mm-hmm.
and we don't put nothing in to get anything,
that's
you know
right.
what I'm saying, to receive.
That's right.
You know, God's always a giver, but he wants mm-hmm. to learn us how to give, and he wants to learn us how to depend on him. All God wants is us to depend on him, and like you said, he would take us through trials. He would take
that's
us
right.
to knock on our door to get us to acknowledge him. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to say, hey, I'm here. Sometimes we go through things, and we do it on our own. Sometimes, you know, we
mm-hmm.
get out of God's will, and we, you know, we get off the wall or whatever, you know. We have to remember, when you think back into the Old Testament, the Israelites, when that time when they were in the when God was taking them to that to the new land, you know, he was they were going by cloud, and they didn't move until that cloud moved, because, you know, it was a proof that, you know, they had to depend on God. And that's how we have to look back over these times and say, well, how they made it, you know, we need to do it too. And when Strawberry said, you know, about her job, well, you know, it's just a test, it's just a trial. He wants
all
you to
is.
Depend on him. Yeah, he don't
yeah.
want you to think, you know, on your own anymore. You know, just trust him. Trust him. See, when God knows that you trust him, just a faith of a mustard seed, you know, just have that little bit of faith, that's when God's going to move mountains. You know, sometimes, you know, we have to remember, you know, sometimes when we're going through things, you know, he wants us just to acknowledge him, just like I said, worship him, especially if you're already a Christian and you know him, you have a relationship with him.
Right.
Just worship him. You know, it's different when someone doesn't have a relationship. Then they need
right.
to start thinking about putting the kingdom of heaven first, and the Bible says all things will be added unto your life.
Jeez,
but when you're
right.
already pretty much walking with God, and you get these trials, because it happens to me still from time to time. Every day we have to, this flesh has to die daily. That every
yes,
day, because we're still
Lord,
in the flesh,
yes.
and ain't none of us perfect. So we have
right.
to depend. I have to depend on God. My life depends on him. I can't mess. I can't afford to mess up with God anymore. I'm so grateful unto him. I am grateful for the little things and the big things. If God, you take my job away tomorrow, take my car away, I'm still going to praise you, God. I'm still going to love you, God, because I know there's a bigger blessing, something greater coming down the line. So that's
right.
He says, just hold on to him. Hold on to his hand, Strawberry. Don't let
right.
it go, honey. You already know him. You got that, really. You got heads up with him. You got, honey, you got to shame the devil. You got to remember you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath.
That's
you
right.
are blessed coming in, blessed coming out. You are blessed in the
Hallelujah.
City and blessed in the field. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are,
Amen.
Honey. So you pray. You keep on praying. You fast and you worship him. You praise him. And I guarantee you, honey, a job's going to be right around the corner. It's there. All you have to do is say that that devil is a defeated foe. You ain't got no power. You ain't got no power. My God said he will supply all my needs.
That's right.
My
and I want everybody also understand, too, you know, faith without work is dead. Don't sit on your
yes.
tush and just think somebody's going to give you something. You got to do something. Like, you know, you
yes.
got to walk in the spirit. You got to do something. You're not always about you. Do something for somebody else, and you'll
Amen.
See how well you
Amen.
Are blessed and how well you'll feel when you're helping somebody else. Stop being selfish with what you got.
Yes.
But, you know, Pastor Jackson is so right about what she's saying.
Yes,
you
ma'am.
Know, and for those people who don't know how to have a relationship, I reiterate this, you know, whenever you pray, always in your prayer in Jesus' name, because Jesus is the mediator
yes.
between God and man. You ain't getting to the
yes.
Father unless you talk to Jesus, you know. So
right.
if you don't want your words as being hot air in the ozone, just go, you know, say what you got to say and just say in Jesus' name. If you don't know what to say, just groan. God knows you. He created
yes.
you. He knows everything about you. Just say in Jesus' name, fix it. I give it all up to you, you know. And I'm going to stop right here because Pastor Debbie Jackson thinks she's slick. She thinks she's trying to run the time out, but she's going to sing for us, okay? So sip on some lemons, sip on some water, because this is your time to bring it up a cappella.
Well, you know, I will sing a little bit. Secretary,
all right,
I will sing a little bit. It won't be a whole song because I don't have all my, you know, I'm being honest, I don't have all my songs together yet, and I've been working on these songs for a while. So, you know, sometimes the Holy Ghost will give me a song to sing right where I'm at. And,
right.
you know, and I'll just sing whatever he puts on my heart.
Amen. Yeah. Well, we're listening. I'm listening. My ears perfect.
All right. Okay.
Fill me up. Fill me up, Lord. Because your mercy and your grace. Hey, hey, hey. Overwhelming, I live. What you do every day is a miracle, and I live for you. Your mercy and your grace. How I love you every day. And I've learned one thing. That I am willing to depend on you. Is yours.
Okay, you guys.
All right, girl.
I don't want to see her.
Yes, yes, girl. You don't need no microphone that can hear you all the way in heaven. Woo! You brought the heat, baby. I ain't mad at you.
Thank the Lord.
Oh, Lord. Threw out my earplugs. I ain't need them no more.
Oh, baby. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, it's your turn. All right, make your little comment, darling.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
can't even train, but I can definitely hold a note. But you, I was
wrong, girl.
Oh, praise God. Bless your heart.
Amen, amen. You know, anybody who's singing his praises, like, beauty to his ears, is wonder to his ear, you know. And a lot of people need to stop thinking that, oh, I can't sing. Maybe I can't hold a note like y'all ladies.
Yes.
But you know some, it's the lyrics and it's the heart that's behind what I'm saying.
Amen.
That God enjoys it just as much, you know.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yes.
Yes. You know some, I want to know, is there something encouraging, you know, I know we don't have time for no sermon because we only got like 14 minutes on the clock. Is there something, maybe about 5 minutes that you want to share, because there's a lot of hurting souls out there, and I'm sure you can say a whole lot better than I can, and I want you to encourage somebody listening tonight, because you never know what somebody's walk that they're going through, but I just want them to know that today there's hope. It's not hope in me.
Yes.
It's not hope in her. It's hope in Christ. You know, there's hope for whatever you're going through.
Yes. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You know, in today's world, whoever ears are, God has ears open to hear and eyes to see and hearts to receive this, because this is the Holy Spirit. It's not me. But I hear the Holy Spirit say, hold on. Hold on to your faith. If you don't have anything else, hold on to your faith. Some may say, well, I don't know what faith is or how do I get faith. Well, you know what? Faith comes by hearing the word of God. And so if we practice on spending time with God and hearing his word and receiving his word, we will begin to hear him loud and clear. And it takes time. It doesn't happen overnight. But there may be someone, there may be more than one, that's going through something, because this is a hurting world that we live in right now.
Yes,
and
Lord,
I guarantee you every one of us has hurt in some kind of way. If we're still not hurting, because we're going to hurt until the time we leave this earth. That's why our destiny is so important. But I tell you, and I feel in my spirit that somebody is really in true pain tonight. And it's hurting my soul. It's hurting my soul. But I'm going to tell you, that pain will turn into joy if you got that kind of faith to believe that God will get you through it. You got to remember, go back over your life, and you know it was God that brought you through. You know it was God that brought you through whatever you went through then. He would do it now, because he's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. He says, I am not a God that change. He's always the same. So trust him. Even when it looked like it's not going to work out, even when it looked like there's no help coming, even when it looked like the pain's not going to stop, even when it looks like that job's not, that you don't know how you're going to pay your rent, you don't know how you're going to put food on your table, you don't know what clothes you might have tomorrow, you might not know where you're going to lay your head, because there's a lot of homeless people out here. And I've been there, done that many a times. But I had to rely on faith. I had to believe the word of God. I had to believe his report. I had to believe that the Bible was true, because you know why? I tried him. I challenge each and every one out here who's going through right now. I challenge you to get on your knees, sit on your bed, sit in your little prayer room, and talk to God. Talk to him. Cry out like Sister Terry said. Cry out to him. Give him your all. We can cry out for a man that might have left us, even with our kids. We can cry after that man. But why can't we cry out after the greatest, greatest God there will ever be? Jesus is with you. He said, I am with you. He said, I will never leave you. I am with you always.
Always.
He loves you. I'm here to tell you, man, woman, child, whoever's on this line, whoever's listening out there in radio land, God loves you. Jesus Christ loves you. And he wants you to trust him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. Turn from them ways. Sometimes we got to turn from them ways how we're living. And that goes for me. That goes for each and every one of us. When I say something, I'm saying it to myself too, because I've learned it. I've had to. God will take you down that road, and he will allow you to know that he is God. He said, be still and know that I am God. But he's going to make a way for you. The way is already made. It's already made 2,000 years ago. The victory is yours. You don't have to sit there, man, and take those drugs. You don't have to sit there, woman, and drinking that liquor. You don't have to sit there, man, on looking at pornography, and you really want to stop. But God is saying the help is already here. Why you keep looking around? Why you keep looking to man and looking to woman? Well, that's where you can't get no help. He said, look to the hills where all your strength comes from.
Yes.
Oh, my God. He said he loves you. He said he loves you. He took all them strikes. He took all that pain for each and every one of us, for each and every one of us. The blood runs deep through us. That DNA of Jesus Christ is deep. And he loved us just that much to give us eternal life. He gave us just that much to get through this journey. He made a way. He said there's a highway that's made for us. Those who believe, those who stand on his word tonight, it can change just like that. Just like that in the blink of an eye. He is God, but he loves you. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done, ask for forgiveness.
That's right.
That is a word that God, he wants us to be. He forgave us. Who are we to not forgive others? Who are
That's
we
right.
to not ask for forgiveness?
Thank
but
God.
I'm telling you tonight, man, woman, child, whoever you are listening, may God open your ears, open your eyes to see this so that stress will be gone.
Yes.
That depression will be gone. I speak it in the name of Jesus. I stand on the word of God tonight. I believe somebody's going to get healed tonight. I believe somebody's going to get delivered by the power of the Holy Ghost. We can't do nothing without him. We're nothing without him.
Yes.
He is all that.
Yes. Yes.
We thank you tonight, God. I plead the blood on these hurting people tonight, God. I plead the blood and I ask the Holy Spirit to go into their homes wherever they're at, God. Stir up the gifts, God. Open their eyes and ears that they may hear, receive you tonight, God.
Yes.
That they may repent of whatever it might be, God. And turn to you with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord. We need you, God. We need Jesus. We need Jesus in such a time as this. Such a time as this where there's no Medicaid, there's a food stamps for the poor and hungry, people's hurting out here, people don't have anywhere to lay their heads, they want to shut shelters down, they want to do all these things. We got to pray, people. We got to pray just to make it today. We got to pray. Prayer changes things. I guarantee you that. I put my life on it. God says pray. Pray to him. Come to him. My God, God don't want to see us hurt. He don't want to see us want for anything. But we got a rich God. We got a mighty God in heaven that can do anything. He said, greater than he that is in you than he that is in the world. And we can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. He said, all things work together for the good of them who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Hallelujah.
My God,
man and woman, change. Change that mindset. Get to thinking that Jesus is Lord. Get to thinking that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He's a sovereign God. He's an infinity God. All power is in his hands. Don't let the enemy take over you. You have the victory. You got the power in your hand. Put them serpents underneath your feet in the name
That's
of
right.
Jesus.
Amen.
So I pray right now. I declare and decree it all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 So on that note,
thank you, God.
We want to thank you, Pastor Debbie Jackson, for being here tonight. You know, anybody
you guys.
Who need to hear the word, just tell them to go to the archives and they can pull up this episode. And this audio will be available 5 minutes after it drops. And we're going to take it home for
Praise
old Stan Caesar. I remember
Jesus.
Mama. I love you, Debbie. Love you, Strawberry.
Yes.
And thank you, listeners.
Thank you,
listeners.
Love you,
care.
Too, and God bless you guys.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. God bless.
You're welcome, darling.
God bless.
Thank you.
I remember Mama and the love. she gave. Kneeling by her bedside, I can still hear mama say, the people are depending on you, Shirley. Don't you let them down. I remember mama in a happy way.
Just
So Shirlene is out there playing with the Lord. Mama came to the door, but she looked out there and saw me shouting and dancing all over the backyard, tears running down my face. It's just a last time. Mama looked out there and she said, she ain't playing this time. Hallelujah.